This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and the Spencer Gulf Cities are putting out a survey to try and gauge the housing situation in our region. I'm joined by Mayor of the Port Pirie Regional Council, Leon Stevens. Leon, how's it going?
Excellent, thank you, Jordan. Excellent.
So can you walk me through the survey?
Okay, yeah. Well, thank you for inquiring anyway, Jordan. It's one of the things that I chair the Upper Spencer Gulf Cities, and we've realised that some of the problems that we have around housing in this area, you know, like we've got a lot of jobs on the offer and we've got a lot more to come with some of our renewable projects coming along on board. But we need to understand what we can do to build capacity for housing in all three areas. So we sort of decided that we'd do the survey in regards to the current residential land on supply, who owns it, and so forth, so that we can get a better understanding what is out there. Current private and community, state government-owned land. And sometimes we have state government-owned land. You know, for example, like, you know, there might be some land where a school might be at. And, you know, it's a perfect opportunity for a housing development. So we need to understand what that is like. And some of the underdeveloped things that we've realised in this particular area as well, that, you know, we've got great parcels of land in the inner city, particularly in Port Pirie, this happens, in Whyalla, so that we can actually look at redeveloping those to actually get, you know, spaces for newer, younger people to build new homes and, you know, some of the older people to perhaps get into, you know, a smaller home so that they free their homes up for younger people coming into the market. Because if the Upper Spencer Gulf's mantra is to grow the region's population by 9% over a 10-year period, we need to have the housing for those people. So, and the government is doing a great job at the moment with affordable housing, but not a lot of that's being built out in the region. So, you know, we need to make sure that we're well prepared when we talk to the Premier and Ministers, as we do quarterly, to say, look, hey, this is what's our issue, and you know, some of the build out here would be really well received.
And I guess, does this play into a bit of a housing shortage as well? Because we know that in just anecdotally in like Port Augusta, there's a bit of a rental challenge there because of the big projects like the Joy Bullock Bridge duplication, building a school in Whyalla. A lot of rentals there taken up by people moving into town to work. Is that, I guess, something we're looking at as well?
Yeah, it all ties in quite well. But I mean, like, to grow our population, I mean, like, you know, some of the contractors are going to be 2 or 3 years. But they'll be around and then they'll be gone and all that sort of stuff. But this problem, we need to start preparing for it now, because in 2 or 3 years, we'll still have a shortage of homes. So we need to ensure that there's a supply chain. You know, I think this is a far cry from where we were 3 to 5 years ago, when we had houses that were on the market for, you know, 30, 40 months and all that sort of stuff, and a very low mean average price of homes. But right now, you know, I think people have realised that, you know, you can live and work in the region, and we have so many projects underway at the moment. We're just not caught up with it. So we have to get ahead of the game so that when the contractors and whatnot are finished, there'll still be enough supply for people moving to that area.
So how's this survey going to be run?
Well, it will be sent out through most... Well, we want to talk to everybody and all that sort of stuff, but... we will push the survey out electronically, which is what the normal matter is, and then release that back into the public as, you know, what our findings and all that sort of stuff has been. So we'll make sure that you'll fill out one for us, won't you, Jordan?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. But I think that most of the councils will have it on their website, so that you need to sort of look into it, and we'll start pushing it out and asking the agents and all that sort of stuff to be involved with it as well, as much as we can gather the intel. And I think most surveys, Jordan, are probably a great catchment is about 1,000 people. That gives you a fair understanding of where you're at in your market. So we would dearly love to get around that results back so that data can be effective when we're dealing with it.
No worries. Well, Leon, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Jordan.
That was Leon Stevens, Mayor of the Port Pirie Regional Council, on your Classic Hits Breakfast.